Creators, navigators, and saving the world. The AI that we have access to today is not as weak as it appears. It is well known that breaking down large tasks into smaller ones is the key to getting stuff done. Outside of programming, this is accomplished with structured text or markdown lists. But with programming, you get to automate everything, especially getting the AI to give your large project a second try. You yourself deserve a better user interface than text. A mind mapping program makes everything much clearer. Writing little programs to crawl a visual idea tree and having the AI convert ideas into reality is much more powerful and flexible. Moreover, today's AI is said not to be able to create new things. But generative games do it all the time. What the simple AI can and cannot do is a question to be asked within the realm of philosophy. To create new things, it just takes a well-defined world, like science, and then the AI can burrow well enough. In case of small projects, you are the creator of the structure and the AI fills in the gaps. That is what the concept map or mind map is for, structure. And then the AI, again, fills in the gaps, the content, creating something new. Up until now, you had to program or create everything, both the structure and the content. Now, the AI can take over for finishing your ideas, so as long as you structure them correctly. And you can, in fact, do the Seth Shostak trick. Give the AI the keyboard and say, "Now you type." You can write a program that will expand or refine your concept map by asking the AI to improve nodes or create new ones. If you get a tree, then you can automate with tiny little computer programs that you make on the fly everything and anything. It's all the tools you will ever need. To make your way into the world of artificial intelligence, your first money-making project should just be a concept or mind map that has an artificial intelligence assist feature. Don't ask your users to sign up, don't ask them for any money up front, and give them more credits than they need. Then provide an option to get even more credits for when they start using up your resources for real. People will find bugs in your program. You will need help. So it is fair that you charge a monthly fee for more credits. You should also offer one-time purchases for all your users so that no one ever really runs out. Your larger programs should not just be in the realm of creation, however. To really make a difference, you have to enter the realms of education. The first and foremost should be programming schools, followed closely by empowering history of philosophy that helps people towards greatness and completeness and wisdom. And then, a new way of accounting for all the standard subjects, a more integrated, AI-aided, self-paced, and individualized education. As you build your schools, visualization, interactivity, and simulation should be at the very forefront. You must avoid memorization or even introducing things out of context. Education, in order to be meaningful, must flow like a beautiful adventure game. We are navigators. That is why memory palaces work for us so well. Just imagine a computer game that throws at you content bits the way schools throw cut-up pieces of subjects. This game would be unpleasant, unplayable, depressing. It would be a mockery of education. And it would indeed stand for the destruction of creativity. What an age to be living in. I could not ask you to create schools before we entered the era of AI. It would not be possible for you, even if you had a large team. It was impossible to build something so incredibly large. Just like adventure game players build up their characters' intelligence, mana, and magic, you should let your students build their mind map, their knowledge tree. Their very paths should consist of notebooks where they can mix observation, visualization, interaction, and most importantly, simulation, so that they can revisit their progress years or even decades later and find their way. Do not burden yourself with servers. Offer your schools as a desktop application, perhaps built on Electron.js or NEXE Express servers. This way, you don't have to provide the CPU or worry about getting hacked, or even worry your users about their privacy. Finally, you do not need to write every textbook for your school prior to launching it. This is the age of the AI. The textbooks that enable individualized education are, in a way, already written. They are already stored within the large language models. Your school, your program, is a way to reveal them, to access them. I will leave you with a good example of what all of this means. The original WikiWikis allowed users to create links to non-existent pages, and when a user accessed that blank page, they would be met with a message stating, "This page does not yet exist. Do you wish to create it?" Your schools, your programs, should ask the AI to write that page as needed by the user, or more aptly, the navigator.